Hello, Thomas.
Hello there. Still upset over last night, but hey, there's a Game 7 coming.
Yep. It's incredible. All the Game 7s in the NHL, we'll be talking about that in the next segment, actually, so you may want to stay tuned. But, you know, one thing, through all of the Rockies' early season success, the idea that maybe, you know, not that they're going to catch the Dodgers this year or even the Giants, but that this team would be competitive, that it would be good, all of it was undermined by the fact that knowing that in the only division where every team had a winning record, they hadn't played division opponents since the opening series against the Dodgers before they caught fire and caught their win, and that it was all going to come, it could all come crashing down, and now it seems to have. Once they've entered division play, and even last night's game against the lowly Royals, where the team is just not playing good baseball.
I think that's the key. You know, it is a long season, so you don't believe that it's all, quote, completely crashed, but there are some serious issues right now, especially defensively. I mean, if you go back and you look last night, of the 14 runs they gave up, six of them were unearned, and you cannot have that. And to me, looking at some of the guys who are making the errors, it's a bad stretch more than this than a defining stretch. I think it's a bad stretch. But they're going to have to get this together. And the other thing that I'm looking at this team, they have some guys who are new to the Rockies. I think they've had some injuries right now. But I don't think that especially some of the newer players understand the difference between home and road, which is real, the difference in the atmosphere, the difference in how you feel. And they're going to have to get used to that. So what they're going to have to do in order to hang in this division is win these games at home. And last night was a blown opportunity, obviously. Of course, it was May 13th. Today's May 14th. You're going to blow a few. But that was a blown opportunity to win some games. This is a 10-game homestand. They have to really do well in this homestand. I don't think it's necessarily the division opponents that are that strong, although Arizona pitched well and so did the Giants. I think that the Rockies, their issues right now really have bit them the last, seven games, five straight losses.
Yeah, and the defense was always a key part of the winning formula here. Give the defense, give the pitching, which is going to struggle at Coors Field in terms of numbers compared to other places. Always give them the best chance, and that has been huge. But what's really, and we should say, okay, it was Friday the 13th yesterday, which for me has always been a very lucky day. Saturday the 14th, not necessarily. And I'm flying to New Jersey today, but so I'm hoping that I have still some luck from Friday the 13th, but not the Rockies. But the thing that's really scary to me is the strength of this team. All of our optimism, my prediction of even modestly, what was it, 78 wins, 77 wins, I forget, one of those, is based on the fact that there is young, promising pitching here. And now I look at the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they have better pitching than the Rockies. And the Rockies' young pitching is not coming through for them. If anything, the two guys they added from outside the organization, Gomber and Cole, are the guys who are pitching well.
Now Kyle Freeland was awful last night. I mean, he had nothing working for him. Three starts before that, very good. Herman Marquez, it's taken him a while to get into the season. I thought the last start at Arizona where he ended up giving up, I think it was four runs, three earned. I thought that was actually a decent start. He had some bad luck in that one. So you hope he turns this thing around. But, yeah, the Diamondbacks have really pitched well, and it seems like Chase Field has become more of a pitcher's part, so that'll help them some too. So I don't want to make a whole lot of judgments right now. I mean, I don't think that everybody in this division will finish the season above 500. I don't think that the Rockies will lose every road game. although last year they certainly threatened to do so. So I want to let the season settle a bit before I make determinations. But I will say this. The pitching has not been what it should be. But I can look at two starts by Senzatella, one by Freeland, that – even decent defense, they're able to get the pitcher through that. And that is the big thing that's bothering me. I mean, you've got Ryan McMahon. I think he has seven errors. He had seven all of last year. It's just all over the field. And they took a step back as far as defensive range when they lost Trevor Story. I think at some point they're going to have to address getting two balls, but if they get to the ball, they need to put it away. I mean, they have a lot of double plays this year, but I'm looking at the ones that they left on the table. that have cost them games.
Yes, yeah, and the defense has really let them. And it's surprising who it is. Like Ryan McMahon, who is brilliant at least two positions on the diamond and can play three infield positions pretty well, probably could play shortstop. But, you know, Arizona with Gallen, Bumgarner, and Kelly clearly seems to have better pitching, which is shocking to me. They've got no kind of a lineup. That's right. Impressive at all. But, you know, one reason we have you on is because you are more positive about these things often than I am.
I'm not making judgments based on a small sample size, whether it was the beginning of the season or this stretch here, because I think every team's going to go through them.
Okay, but here's my
point. Yeah, I do think that if they get better defensively, some of this calms down.
Yeah, but here's my point. Something that I am very excited about with the Rockies. Finally, Brendan Rodgers is just whipping the bat through the zone and murdering the baseball. I love this guy's game. I've always loved that he has terrible starts every year, but he is just brilliant. He is just showing what he can be and who he can be, and he is hitting the ball beautifully right now.
Yeah, when I looked at his slump early in the season, he obviously was missing a lot of pitches. He had gotten himself into some bad situations there. But what I liked about him was he didn't go into a shell like you'll see some young players do, where they'll struggle a bit and then all of a sudden it just builds and builds and builds. I mean, you saw him working his way out of it. And it's just like last year where he struggled for the first 11 to 15 games. I can't remember what the figure was. Then hit .294 for the rest of the season. This looks like Brendan Rodgers that can sustain itself. One of the things he did, and I did a little video on this, also mentioned in my newsletter last week. They have these lighter baseballs, or they're softer. They're the same size as the baseball, but they have these little dimples in it where it really exaggerates the movement. And he's been working out with those in the batting cage, and I think that's made a difference because what they do, they put the ball in this machine that basically mimics the starting pitcher or mimics a pitcher having trouble with. With a real baseball, if you mishit that thing, it blows up your hands. But with these, it doesn't, but you still know that you missed it. And I think he was really able to get a hold on what was going wrong with him through that.
With all the other problems, technology, the complaints about the baseballs, some technology works.
Right, that's right.
That's encouraging. All right, we've only got a few seconds left. Yes or no, Rockies, Marcus, win today. What's your prediction?
I think they win here at home. I don't think that the Royals can score runs. I mean, last night they were handed a bunch of runs. I just don't think they score enough runs.
Very good. All right. Hey, Thomas Harding. MLB.com, Rockies.com does a great job. Sign up for Thomas's weekly reports. He will send out newsletters twice. Is it twice a week, Thomas?
Yeah, twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays.
You get them on your email. Sign them up at Rockies.com, et cetera, et cetera. I love getting those. Thank you, Thomas.
Thanks for having me.